This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To sneeze. I just had some cinnamon on my...
How'd you do that YouTube cinnamon challenge? Bless you.
Bless you.
You can turn your mic down.
I couldn't reach for the microphone. I had to turn around. Get away from the switch.
You might not want to touch it for a few minutes.
Did you snort the cinnamon?
I have cinnamon on my honey every day. It's very good for you. And I think I just put a little bit. I was too close to it too fast. I was late. I'm looking at the clock. Okay, I got to do this. And so excuse me for sneezing in your ear. All right, why are you laughing at
you'll
Roberta?
Get 100,000 hits, Doug.
Because she has no idea about your culinary finesse.
Roberta Fasimelli. Victoria Keevan, Rich McFadden, Kara Schiller are all here at your service and on your side. Okay,
let everybody know that Jennifer will be back next week.
Jennifer will be back next
week. Everybody's wondering
whether
Victoria is the new Jennifer.
No, Victoria will not be
the new Jennifer.
Right. She might be, you know, work with Jennifer a little bit here and there, but
I'm just the new me. That's it.
You can be you and we can be me and... All right, so I want to get to this hijacked plane. Richie just posed a very interesting question off the air. How does a guy wearing a dynamite vest get onto a plane? How does this happen? This is a plane, if you haven't heard the story, Egypt Air flight hijacked today en route to Cairo from Alexandria, Egypt. The plane landed in Cyprus. Hijacker told a pilot he had explosives, threatened to detonate them on the plane. He may have been motivated by personal factors.
Yeah, he's trying to talk to his ex-wife because she won't talk to him anymore.
Yeah.
That's
good
the way
plan,
you do
buddy.
It. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Hello, baby. I'm going to blow up an airplane unless you talk to me again.
Talk to him in jail. You know, last night I was watching, there was on Showtime, I didn't realize they did this sort of thing on Showtime, there was a special on what happened to TWA Flight 800. This is July 17th, 1996, almost 20 years ago. And now they're coming out with all kinds of information.
This is the one you think got shot down by a laser,
all you're going to do is watch this special last night, Richie, and you know exactly what happened. They have the government nailed dead to rights in this investigation that has been going on now for a number of years. People who were part of the investigation, people who work for the FBI, people who work for the FAA, people who work for the government, who said that this was the biggest ruse. For those of you who don't remember, in July, it was July 17th, 1996. I can remember it like it was yesterday. I remember coming downstairs and turning on the television and seeing I'm watching the news, and there's this floating carcass of a plane, and quickly you realize, you see the TWA emblem on the side of it, the logo, and the story very quickly comes around to the plane taking off from JFK on its way to Athens, no, on its way to Paris. It had been in Athens the previous day, and that's how I remember it. It's amazing, I remember all this stuff, but the plane was a 747, and immediately I said, it was hit by a laser or some other device, because what they said immediately made no sense whatsoever. Those planes, you know, they said it blew up because the electrical wiring was frayed next to the fuel tank. That fuel can't blow up, excuse me, unless it has 1,200 degrees of ignition. And the wiring on the plane, hello, is 110 amps, 110, the AC, DC, 110 volts. That's it. And there's no way that the current generated by 110 volts gets to 1200 degrees. It just doesn't happen. So from the beginning, I said this was a cover-up, and for years and years, it sounds like, you know, we're going back to the brain injury thing. But I do, I give myself credit once in a while when I think back to when I get on these things. 20 years later, this investigative report says just that, that the government covered up their testing missiles, or it was somebody else who had a missile or a laser, whatever the heck it is.
Which government covered it up?
Our government.
Ours.
Oh, okay. So it was an American-originated flight?
It was a TWA.
Yeah, it crashed right off the coast of Jones Beach here in New York.
Right off the coast of Long Island. The plane was on climb-out out of JFK on its way to Paris. And there were 295 people on the plane. And many of them came from Boston because the TWA Boston Paris flight had been sold out. And so when they do that, they would send people on the TWA at the time was running a shuttle from Boston to New York. So they just put the people on the New York shuttle. They got on the plane. I think 40 or 50 of them were from Boston, including a minister and his wife. I remember that kind of stuff. But the attention it got right away, it was something that TWA, it put TWA out of business. That flight, that crash, destroyed the airline. It went bankrupt. American bought it out of bankruptcy. Yep. It put them out of business. And it was no more their fault than it was my fault. But yet, whatever was going on, and it wasn't, I remember Kallstrom was the guy's name. I was watching him, some of the old footage from 1996 and 97. And, they got him at this age. He looks like an old man now. But, you know, he was asked specific questions, and he said he couldn't comment and he couldn't say what really happened. But they knew it wasn't terrorism. They knew what it wasn't, but they never said what it was. That's the bottom line. And so you get into these things, and I'm just going back to that because it jogs my memory to see the hijackings that haven't been as prevalent lately, but we've had all of this theater we call the TSA, and many countries around the world, most countries now, if not every country, has some sort of supervised entry to get onto airplanes. The Israelis do it best. The Europeans are okay at it. They're better than we are. But they're obviously in the Middle East, they aren't paying any attention because this guy got onto the plane with a vest on. If I understand the story correctly, Richie, am I on the right page?
He said he had a vest.
He said he had one. Uh-huh.
And the pilots believed him. So, therefore, I don't know whether he actually did have one or not, though.
Yeah. The plane's pilot said that shortly after takeoff, the hijacker told him he was wearing an explosive belt and said he would detonate it. Once the plane landed in Cyprus, everybody was let go except a small group of foreign passengers and the crew. The negotiations led to his being apprehended.
So you realize now all somebody has to do is say, I have
that's
explosives.
It. Yep, that's all it. You have to do.
Wow. Yep.
Oh,
hey,
great.
Listen, if you're getting on a plane in Orlando headed for New York, you really think anybody's going to believe that?
Are you going to take a chance?
You never know.
I'm not taking a chance. I'm landing the plane.
Yeah.
I'm going to pummel the guy.
Well, but you can pummel him on the ground or on the way down.
Because I'm thinking he doesn't have a bomb belt on.
Well, but you never know. They might know somebody in the airport, and they snuck it on board, you know, during the cleaning process. You don't know. So,
all right, federal government says it has gained access to the phone of the San Bernardino shooter.
They got a 14-year-old to hack it.
Dropped his demand. Well, they were going to court today, and they knew they weren't going to win. So
Never mind. My son got into it.
Yeah.
We're good.
Oh, my God. The story of Peekaboo Street in a moment here. Yeah, you remember her?
Yeah.
What a great name. Peekaboo Street. Word on her today. It's 15 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details. After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
All right, it's 18 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Victoria, Roberta, Richie, and I, with a focus on Peekaboo Street. The judge has officially dismissed the assault and violence charges against her. Remember,
who is she?
Quite a great Olympic skier.
She was a skier.
Yeah. A very attractive lady. She threw her father down the stairs, according to the
she's
police.
She's trying to teach him to ski.
Locked him in a basement.
Slalom course, Dad.
During a fight last year. This is...
How little is her dad?
Well, the city of Utah. Well, this is,
right?
This woman's a tough cookie. Yeah.
I guess so. Not only do you get him down the street, but they're down the stairs, then you get him into a closet,
too. There was something else that went on with her. Somebody Google this and see what... 3 years ago, there was something else with her. That was controversial around some other action that she took. She got in trouble about something, and I can't remember what it is. But I know this is not the first time she's been in a jam. So you can maybe nose around that for a minute.
It says she was self-defense.
What, against her father?
Her 74-year-old father, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but before that, Richie, there was something else a couple of years ago that she was in the news over. There was some other problem that she had.
It was drugs. Was it drugs?
Was it drugs?
I thought so.
At the Olympics?
That does sound familiar.
I don't know. When I just thought she looked like the face of, for a while, women getting into athletics. You know, the stereotype of women who are athletes, they don't look particularly feminine. From what I recall of her, I haven't seen a recent picture of her, but she was quite feminine.
No, she looks,
attractive.
She looks great, yeah.
Yeah, but was there something else?
I don't see anything. Rehab, yeah.
Yeah.
Drugs, yeah.
Oh, no. That's rehab for knees. No, I don't see anything.
Hmm. All right.
She was on Sesame Street.
Was she?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, what is this?
That's music for...
I just lost my whole train of thought here for a minute. Well, that's what happens under the circumstances when you have all this brain power
shiny
around
penny.
You. Huh?
Shiny penny.
You know what I'm really distressed by? The Capitol shooting. The guy, the minister that went in and shot up the Capitol yesterday. That's sort of distracting me. 20 and a half the hour and good day.
It's called Thursday in Washington.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
An opportunity to have some fun with the Stones. Crank it up, Richie.
Baby, you
guys are characters, if nothing else. Rich characters.
Very rich characters.
What'd you say? Deranged? Is that what you said?
I said very rich characters.
All right, everybody come up with one word for the Rolling Stones. Richie?
Great.
Roberta?
Epic.
Victoria?
Transcendent.
Kara near the microphone?
That's a good one.
I don't even know if Kara knows who the Rolling Stones are.
Hold on a minute. Kara, connect.
I want to know.
Let's see. Hold on 1 second.
We're talking to the wrong... We're in the wrong demo. All right, so she's busy doing something else.
Yeah, she is.
All right. Okay, so the Stones are going to go to Cuba. The announcement was made in...
They're not going to go to Cuba. They went to Cuba.
They went to Cuba.
They were there last weekend.
I thought they were going again, though.
No.
Huh?
They may go back. They're talking to their travel agent to see if they can work
out. They probably will go back, though. They've been doing capsule shows all throughout South America, so they probably will.
But Fidel says he missed them, so...
They didn't go down with Obama. They went down on their own as a sort of follow-up to the Obama visit, right?
Yeah. They played in
and
the park.
And it was a free concert.
Free concert in the park.
Really?
Yep.
Free Rolling Stones concert. That would be awesome.
That would be good. Yep. All right, so the Stones, anyway. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Now we turn our attention to the New York ladies. The ladies from New York would be Roberta and Victoria. The show Hamilton. This is a show about Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah.
This is a very interesting story. Mostly because who would come up, whose mind, in whose mind was there an idea to create a musical sort of Broadway show about the life of Alexander Hamilton?
Well, Batman would be Lin-Manuel Miranda, and he wrote it and stars in it, and he's phenomenal.
Right, have you seen it? Have you seen it, Victoria?
I can't get tickets.
Yeah, I bought tickets 2 months ago for November.
Yeah, really? Exactly. It's sold out through November.
So how have I missed this? This shows, I guess, they don't have that cultural connection.
It's been all over the Today Show.
Yeah. NBC's promoting it like crazy. Yeah.
The president and first lady, I think, have seen it twice now.
Really?
And then the cast has been invited to the White House. They performed down there. It's a really big deal. A lot of congressional members, both sides of the aisle, they love it.
Celebrities. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So this guy, Miranda, is asking Congress to help his parents' birthplace, offering tickets to the show in exchange for help bribing congressmen. Because Puerto Rico is about to go broke. What are they, $93 billion in the hole or something?
$72 billion,
yeah. $72 billion, yeah.
Yep.
Right.
It's a terrible situation in Puerto Rico, and they have no chance of paying it back. And his argument, he wrote an op-ed in the Times yesterday, and his argument is if Puerto Rico was actually declared anything more official as a territory, like a city or whatever, he said they would be able to declare bankruptcy like Detroit did, but that's not an option for them. So he actually even said, I'll give out tickets to Hamilton to anyone in Congress who will help us.
But the other side of it is this is
they
a problem.
They become like currency. I have to understand. Those tickets are like currency.
It is.
The problem is of their own making, as is the problem that Detroit and some of these others, not that this is tough love, but it is sort of in a way. How do you keep them? Wasn't it? It's Greece to use. I think, as a matter of fact, that the Puerto Ricans have been compared to the Greeks in that they didn't want to deal with the reality of the problem being theirs. They overspend. They don't have the credit. Greece, if it weren't for the rest of the European Union, would have gone bankrupt and basically disappeared as a country if it weren't for the European Union. So now this fellow who's done such a great job with his play is leveraging his notoriety to try to help the people of Puerto Rico who, again, look in the mirror, who's responsible? They voted this guy in, who's the governor, who has allowed the state to spend way more than it has taken in revenue in the last 4 or 5 years. So what do you expect? What are the consequences of your action? There's another side to the story. Yeah, it'd be swell to help them, and Hamilton's a nice venue for bringing attention to the problem, but the problem is theirs. And I think that sometimes you get excited about these sorts of things, you forget what the real problem is. Some thought. Social media become a big part of our everyday routine in our country, with many of us relying on the social media to stay informed, connected with family and friends. But how safe are your profiles on some of our favorite go-to sites? Listen to this from Brian Osich.
Millions of us share so much of our personal information on social media sites, yet many of us only rely on basic security settings for protection from hackers. Dan Konzen is campus chair for the University of Phoenix College of Information Systems and Technology.
A new survey from the University of Phoenix finds 2 of 3 adults in the U.S. with social media accounts have been hacked, and nearly half don't feel secure.
Cyber criminals can easily get around your self-selected security settings and uncover your personal information.
Hackers use a variety of means to get personal data from sites like Facebook, including phishing emails and keystroke logging.
But there are ways to protect yourself.
Protect your passwords through sites like agilebits.com/onepassword. Use enhanced security on public Wi-Fi, limit sharing personal information on social media, and only connect with people you know.
To learn more about security or cybersecurity education, go to phoenix.edu/technology. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix. I'm Brian Osuch.
We are a nation of overachievers.
All right, so nice bit of information there. Everybody hold your breath.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Roster of the people who are in attendance today. Victoria Keelan is here. Roberta
present.
Fasanelli is here.
Hello.
Richie's here. Dara is here. Jennifer will be back next week, one would hope. The outrage continues, focused on Bill Cosby. His inclusion in the upcoming Museum of African American History, which will open in Washington in September. So he's contributed greatly to black culture. So why shouldn't he be, just because he's a sex addict scumbag, he still has contributed.
How do you really feel?
He's contributed greatly to.
So were most of our presidents.
Yeah. So and they're in the pictures of them all over the place.
Pictures whatever. Of them hanging in the White House.
So what's the big deal here? All right. Who's got a strong opinion on this one way or the other?
I think that trying to protest against having him be included is really stupid. And yes, he's made horrible personal choices. But again, like Richie just said, you know, where would Bill Clinton be? You know, you can't take his painting down off the wall of the White House and pretend he wasn't
a
president.
You can go in with a can of spray paint, maybe spray some more.
Sure, you could always graffiti things.
You know, and it also depends on will this be mentioned in the exhibit about him?
What, the truth?
This part of... Or does it portray him as a national hero? Because, face it, before all this came out, Cosby was a hero, loved by everybody.
Yeah.
And all the endowments and things that he's given to various colleges, I think, is, what is it, Spelman or Morehouse College? There have been calls to take his name off of things that are associated with the universities, but
At what point...
It's a touchy subject.
Does what somebody does in his or her private life interfere with their public persona? Another great example are the accusations in the National Enquirer aimed at Ted Cruz. Had five affairs, at least, with women who have worked for him in various political instances over the past 20 years or so. Why is that?
Once it becomes like Cosby and it's pretty much a fact over fiction.
Right.
You know, this guy was drugging and raping women.
Right, but in a sports sort of analogy, too, I mean, a lot of people are upset that they took down Joe Paterno's statue still at Penn State. So, you know, I mean, he turned a blind eye. He was obviously complicit and he knew what was going on, but should his record...
But yet his record is almost flawless.
Right,
so are
exactly.
they two different things? At what point does the water merge?
And Kobe Bryant is getting ready to retire a hero in Los Angeles.
Ah, what a scum. But, I mean, he's a rapist.
Yeah.
And yet he's thought of as this hero when he goes out, Kobe, Kobe. You hear in Los Angeles, those of us who are in Los Angeles, there's all, I mean, the guy, people forget.
Yeah.
About this stuff.
They don't forget. They just don't care.
Well, so okay. So does that mean people won't care about Ted Cruz? People don't care about Bill Cosby?
The people who love him will not care. The people who love him will not care.
Mm-hmm.
Cosby still has his supporters who think he's being framed.
Yep. He does. That's very true. Yeah, there you go. All right. The shootout at the gun, the old movie Shootout at the OK Corral, that was duplicated yesterday in the Capitol building. A minister named Larry Dawson drew a weapon. He was going into the Capitol building, and when he went through the metal detector, so everybody ran toward him before they got him. He got out his gun, shot it off into the air, and was apprehended, and I think he was shot and brought to the hospital.
He was on a death trip. He had a pellet gun.
Yeah,
he pulled a pellet gun in the Capitol building.
So he wanted to get
shot. He wanted to make it a story.
Yeah,
failed.
Yeah. Well, everybody knows who he is now.
No, he wanted to be killed.
Yeah, get closer to God.
What do they call it? Death by cop, I think.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, he wanted death by cop.
That the new slogan?
Yeah.
Death by cop.
It's been around for a while.
Ooh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Death by cop.
Yeah.
I've not heard that before.
I actually have not heard that either.
So here, let's follow this up with the next stage in focusing on guns. Well, there are two things here. Whether or not the Cleveland arena, what do they call it? What's it? The AT&T arena, whatever the heck it is in Cleveland where they have the Republican convention. The FBI says no.
No, the Secret Service.
Secret Service,
no.
Thank you, Rich. You're right.
And the FBI, I told you yesterday.
Yeah. You told me what yesterday?
After seeing the security from Secret Service when any of the presidential candidates were in the building, it was crazy tight lockdown.
Yeah.
There's no way that we're going to let open carry in this building.
It's ridiculous. What are you going to carry a gun into that place for under the circumstances? One of the trending stories at DougStephan.com is what we're talking about here. No firearms allowed at Quicken Loans Arena. Despite this petition, which now has like 57,000 names on it, not going to happen. All right, also trending at DougStephan.com, the story of the shooter we were just talking about who came from Tennessee, a story of the FBI getting the phone open thanks to the Israelis. They were supposed to go to court today against Apple. They were going to lose, so I figured this is an easy way out for them. They knew all along how to get in, and they knew this company in Israel is just so much show and huff and puff. And then the story of the fellow that 30-year-old player for the Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs, has called it quits because he's worried about how many concussions he's had in his career. Those are the stories trending at DougStephan.com. What do you find, Victoria? Where did you go for trending stories?
Well, everything on Twitter is just all about capturing the hijacker.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's blowing up Twitter right now.
Mm-hmm.
And as well on Yahoo.
Hmm. So why do people wrap themselves around stuff like that? How does that affect you? This is a story, for those of you who didn't hear it, a plane was hijacked this morning on a trip from Cairo to Alexandria, Egypt, a short haul, less than an hour in the sky. And this guy got on the plane, sat down, then he got up as the plane took off and told the staff on the plane that he had a bomb. He was strapped with explosives. And if they didn't go someplace that he was going to blow up the plane. So they landed the plane in Crete. Guy got arrested. And so that's the end of the story. But how, you know, under the circumstances, what does that do to your psyche when you get on a plane? Roberta and I fly a lot. When you get, I don't even think about this stuff. I go through the TSA procedure like a robot. I pay no attention to it. I'm normally in the TSA pre-thing, so I don't have to worry. You put the things on the bag, you don't take off your shoes, belts, nothing, just walk through. The whole thing now takes me, if I'm in there 3 minutes, that's a lot. And so, you know, could I get through with a boatload of explosives in my bag or my vest? No. This is an efficient way, if we do have to go through this theater, of getting it done. But lots of other people spend a lot of time going through, again, this is all theater. But at the end of the day, do you think about going through the line, or once you're through it, you forget about it, you go get on the plane, take off, go where you're going, get to where you're going, bingo, that's the end of the story. I mean, that's the way I am. I'm getting on a plane again next week after that, a couple times, and it's like going into the room of my television room, turn on the TV. That's what it is for me.
By the way, cool trending stories over on Facebook.
Yeah.
Axl Rose.
Oh.
From
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses.
Yep.
Was seen leaving the same studio as AC/DC members.
Oh.
So rumors are flying around that he could be the new singer for AC/DC. That would be cool.
Yeah.
In Fulton, New York, there was a nurse convicted of taking photo of unconscious patients' private parts and is sharing them on social media.
Why? That's the question.
A patient,
why?
Was it a man or a woman?
It was a man's parts, and she was the nurse, the female nurse,
she been fired yet?
Her coworkers turned her in, and she had to give up her license.
Yeah, good.
Rory Speak. Is his wife, that the country singer who passed away a couple of weeks ago, discussing telling his 2-year-old daughter her reaction to her mother's death.
Oh, to deal with her mother's death.
And in Siberia, they found bone fragments of a unicorn.
Hey!
Oh,
all the way from Ireland to Siberia.
So in Kazakhstan, they have found a unicorn bones buried in the ground.
The lyric line is, the loveliest of them all is the unicorn. You change that to the loneliest of them all.
That's right.
Is the unicorn. All right, here's one other trending story that you would be interested in. Along with all this conversation about guns and shooting and so forth and so on, the NRA says this week that 22,739 people over the age of 65 have taken basic firearm training courses from the NRA so far this year.
Wow.
5 times more than last year. I like them apples, boys and girls. 43 past the hour. This is a good day program.
Jessica, who's there? I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things. Doctor's appointment, school place. By the way, Dylan needs granola bars for soccer.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
I need to remind you to check your Shopaway account for surprise points.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, I know. They're yours to use at Sears and Kmart on anything you want. Jewelry, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points valid until March 30th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
In college sports, team colors play a powerful role in every aspect of the game, from team jerseys to mascots to game day gear. We caught up with ESPN college basketball analyst and official LG color commentator Jay Billis for tips on using color to create the ultimate game day experience during March Madness.
For me, the ultimate game day experience comes down to 3 things, and the first is how you watch the games. Step it up with a screen that makes you feel like you're courtside. LG's OLED TVs are stunning, delivering perfect blacks and over 1 billion colors that are truly lifelike. TVs like these make watching from home even better. Brand new stats from LG Electronics and verified by Elias Sports Bureau show that teams wearing blue and red jerseys have made it to and won the most championship games over the last 30 years. Check out more team color stats at LGGameDay.com.
Sometimes game day foods get messy.
You got to protect your game day gear, which makes products like LG's Twin Wash Washer that can wash two loads at the same time a slam dunk. You can always be confident your team colors won't get tainted with that infamous red sock.
You can do game day right by incorporating some of these fun, colorful tips into your March Madness experience.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
All right, 46 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Victoria Roberta, and hopefully Jennifer back again next week. Kara and Richie are here. This whole business of ghosting. I was talking earlier about seeing Charlotte in my house last night, the ghost of Charlotte. Now, this is not really what we're talking about here, because this phrase more commonly and currently refers to when you don't hear from anybody that you used to be connected to. Mostly it's romantic, if I get the drift of things, Victoria, right?
There yes, are... it's definitely fully romantic.
All right, so what is what happens? What's
typically, there's a new study that shows almost all millennials are guilty of ghosting someone. So whether you meet someone on Tinder or any other dating site, you go out on a few dates, and then you just never hear from the person again. They become a unicorn, and they are just they are somewhere floating around the universe. So a lot of people have been accused of ghosting, and especially when it's a celebrity couple that breaks up mysteriously, someone has been accused of ghosting the other. The latest is Charlize Theron, who was engaged to Sean Penn. She was accused of ghosting, and she now has actually come out and said, I don't even know what that is. It's its own beast, and ghosting thing is crazy.
Right.
And she said, we don't have any drama.
Let's see if we can better understand this. Richie, play this cut from comedian Elliot Chang, who focuses on ghosting and how lousy it is.
The absolute worst way to dump someone is to just disappear on them. Women do this way more than men because women have a problem with confrontation, but I've seen it happen to both sexes and it sucks. If you have one date with someone and they don't return your call, that's fine. That's not even something worth getting upset about. Doesn't matter how great your first date went. Neither of you are too invested, so you shouldn't get all emotional about it. If that person doesn't call you back, they're is a million and one reasons why they didn't. It has nothing to do with you. But if you've been dating someone for a while, let's say maybe a couple of weeks to a month, disappearing on someone and giving them no explanation is heartless and rude, and no one deserves that.
He's a comedian.
Yes.
Hey, that was funny.
That sounded very personal.
Yes, it sounded like he'd been there, done that. Is it true that more women do this than men?
I would agree with that.
Really?
I mean, I've
you've
ghosted.
Had it happen to you?
You think so, yeah.
I have been the ghostor, if that's what the word would be.
Really?
Yeah.
The recipient?
Yeah. No, I've been
you've
the
been
one
the,
initiating ghosting.
The ghost person.
But
yeah.
He was a horrible person and obviously deserved it.
No, it's usually not that. It's usually just someone so boring you don't want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah. Huh.
So what hurts them worse? Not ever hearing from you again and wondering what's the matter with me?
Well, or, I don't know. Now I'm going to have to think about it and feel guilty.
If you don't ever talk to anybody again, at least the courtesy of sending
just
them.
Just call them up and say, you were really boring.
You just say, I'm sorry, this doesn't really work for me. I hope you have a wonderful life.
Well, this is something I haven't done in a while. This tends to be a much younger person's thing.
Really? All right, what's up with Instagram? Everybody talking about it changing tomorrow, but it isn't going to change tomorrow. Anybody know what the story with it?
Yeah, the algorithm that that Facebook uses, and Richie was commenting on this earlier, they are making you pay to boost your awareness, boost your posts, and now Instagram's adopting the same policy, essentially.
So you'll be reaching the same 100 people unless you want to pay for it.
Yeah. Right, and you're only going to, your news feed is going to change because you'll only see the people that you like the most and the people that you spend the most time on their Instagram profiles, whether you like them or not.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Listen, Doc, I'm thinking this is your basic kiss for luck occasion. Wouldn't you agree?
Thinking? It's not really your strong suit, is it?
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Of course. This is a reboot as Chucker. Chucker's not with us today, but that's what he's called us, Richie.
Absolutely.
Okay, last one to kill a bad guy buys the beer.
Last in Space, this is the music of Apollo 440. It was the theme of the movie Lost in Space, number one during this week in 1998. Lost in Space. Wasn't, who is it with the, all the characters? June Lockhart, wasn't that the one that she was in?
Was that Will Ferrell?
Lost in Space? 1969. Ferrell wasn't around then. I think this is the one, June Lockhart.
Well, no, in the older one.
Oh, yeah. You mean the revival in the movie?
Right.
Ah. I'm not a Will Ferrell fan. I wouldn't know. Anybody here? There's nobody here, Will Ferrell. Anybody's got any sense of Will Ferrell? You like Will Ferrell, Victoria?
I liked him in one movie where he wasn't funny. It was called Stranger Than Fiction, and it was brilliant.
Was it?
Yep,
in what way?
Absolutely.
I don't know the movie.
It's a very dry, non-comedic role, and it's a very Charlie Kaufman kind of story. It's really fabulous, actually. I would recommend it to anybody. Just don't expect Will Ferrell to be funny, but you may actually love Will Ferrell, which I do now because of that.
Good. June Lockhart was in the movie in 1998, but she didn't play her original role, obviously. It was William Hurt, Mimi Rogers, Heather Graham, and Gary Oldman.
Really?
Yeah.
A weird cast.
Jack Johnson played Will Robinson.
All right, so that's that story. More on Batman versus Superman and what the movie industry is saying about what might have happened in Georgia. Up next, 55 after here on Good Day.
Your eyes are the windows to the soul. Did you know they're also the windows to your health? They let eye doctors see what's going on inside. Think about this. A comprehensive eye exam can be an early detector of serious health problems like diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. Shouldn't you see your eye doctor yearly? Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to learn more and find a doctor near you. And you just might save more than your vision. Brought to you by the American Optometric Association.
Fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
56 past the hour on Good Day. Governor Nathan Deal of Georgia said he's vetoing the Religious Freedom Bill passed by the legislature, which was meant to protect people of faith from doing things they felt violated their beliefs. That is priests refusing to marry gay couples and all this stuff. It's all about the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transvestite community. So all the people at Disney, the people who, I don't say all the people, but big movie companies like Disney, production company, a lot of production going on in Atlanta and around Georgia. So this is now aimed at keeping that business in. I mean, you knew this decision was going to be made this way. Otherwise, they'd get, hit with billions of dollars being pulled out of the state, and the economy comes first, as we all know. So that takes care of that problem. Now the problem of Batman versus Superman and what a ridiculous scenario was put forth even to come out with this idea. But apparently, Tucker told us yesterday, this is faithful to the way the comic book stories...
There's precedent for it because in the 80s told. They wrote a storyline where they were pitted against each other. And this, I don't mind the storyline as much as I do. It was just... It's a mess.
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't...
All right, here's movie reviewer C.J. Pascal talking about the cast for the Batman-Superman movie.
An interesting story broke over the weekend about two characters who almost made it into the movie, but didn't quite. Those two are none other than the Joker, who's already being played by Jared Leto, and the Riddler, who up until this point hadn't been mentioned in connection with the DCEU. Specifically, this news came to us from Snyder himself during BBS's press junket when Collider Steve Weintraub asked how close the Joker came to being in the movie, and let's take a look at his quote. The Joker and the Riddler both came close to being in this movie. We talked about the possibility of putting them in. Chris Terrio and I talked about it a lot and felt that their mythological presences felt in the movie, and that's cool, but I didn't want to get my eye too far off the ball because I needed to spend the time, frankly, with Batman and Superman to understand the conflict.
All right. So, this still seems silly. I'm betting that this is going to fall off big time this weekend because the word of mouth in this movie is awful.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah. And Richie's the guy. I don't think anybody else on this show has seen it, right?
Nope.
I wanted to like it.
Yeah, well, waste of time.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.